You know more because you start your day with Andrew McKay, the Pensacola Morning News, 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday this time, Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer Mike Wood. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
All right, but before we do anything else, how's the roundabout looking? You're my guy on the you're my guy with the eyes on it. Is it, how close are we?
Yeah, I was there all night last night, and we're closer. Another layer of asphalt is down. It's obviously not the top one because there's still a little space between the layer that's there and the concrete curb that's around it. But Andrew, we're getting there. It's getting closer and closer.
All right, so don't drive on it yet, but you probably could if you had to. That's what I hear you saying. It's not open yet, but
I was on it last night with the construction vehicles, and but it's very well blocked off. It's not near accessible yet for to other folks, but it's getting there. You know, I'm watching these guys work a lot of nights. In fact, I'll be there again tonight, and it's fascinating getting out of the vehicle and watching them how they pour the concrete and how this is done. It's something pretty cool to watch.
No, I know it's amazing, and you know I love to stop by there and just see. I don't know why construction projects fascinate me so much. I guess because they matter in the end, but it is amazing work that they do. Hey, turning back to law enforcement stuff for just a minute. Anything that we don't already know about that happened in the last day or two for PPD?
The last day or two has been quiet for us.
I'll take it. Hey, I know you're always, cops are so superstitious, right? You know, like, don't say it. No, but that's good news, and it'll stay that way for a while because you never know. But we did have, unfortunately, it was a break in the case, but it was, of course, the worst outcome, which we already knew this was going to be the case. But some folks a guy up in Alabama did manage to find, unfortunately, the body of Tanya Baxter, right?
Yeah, they did. She was located in Escambia County, Alabama. They located her, and the case is being worked by both agencies at this point. You know, the longer that the time went by, the more time that went by, you know, it's hurting us as far as evidence collection. And so, you know, we're glad that we got it. We wish we would have found her earlier, but we're hoping to be able to collect some evidence and move forward with the case.
And now, we talked about this, not you and I, but I mean here on the show, we talked about this before, and it was kind of news earlier in the week. The circumstances was basically a guy stopped on the side of a rural highway to relieve himself, walked into the woods and stumbled upon a body. It's a horrible thing to imagine. But what it makes me think about is how often the rare, bizarre, just the flukiest of fluky things winds up being a key piece in either breaking a case or in figuring out what has happened. I mean, is that just, I mean, it's the most random, bizarre things that give you guys crucial evidence. How often?
It happens a lot. And, you know, it's not just our cases, but cases that have gotten national attention, such as the Casey Anthony case. And, you know, people just stumble upon these bodies. And that happens often. And we're just fortunate that that she was found as soon as she was.
And I also think it's a good reminder to people that they might not think the thing they know is all that important, but the citizen might have a piece of information that's crucial that they don't even realize, and that's why you want them to call either Crime Stoppers or you guys and just share what they know. Even if they're not sure how useful it is, every bit of information that's accurate helps, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why we were asking people that that lived up in that area to look at their cameras that they may have in the woods, the trail cameras, because you just never know what you're going to see on those things.
Yeah, it's amazing, and you know, and a good thing that we have the cameras, good thing that we have people paying attention and that they're alert to these kind of things. A lot of times, you and I will have a conversation. Oh, I know that's one other thing I wanted to ask you about before we get to the cop myth. The end of Watch Rock March. This is something that PPD participated in just what, yesterday, the day before, just within the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, it was, and you know, they carried a pound for each law enforcement that officer that was lost, and then they walked an extra mile to represent those that couldn't. So, yeah, that was very special to them. And if anybody wants to see photographs of that, they can visit our Facebook page and take a look at it. But yeah, we're very proud of the guys that took part in that.
And it's one of those things that, you know, it is. I think in a certain way we say it and maybe just take it a little bit too much for granted that, you know, every time a police officer leaves home in the morning or leaves home in the evening, there's never a guarantee, right, that you come back. And there are police officers who don't come back. And it's a horrible thing, but it's a reality of the job. It's, of course, part of the known risk involved in taking the job. But it's just important to remember that that is constantly a threat. And it's a special kind of person that's willing to endure that and take on that risk in order to keep the rest of us safe, right?
Yeah, and you know, this year and last year too were especially different because of COVID, and there's departments are able to show where these officers contracted COVID-19 from being at work. It was in the line of duty, so that added to the problem.
Yeah, no, most definitely. So last thing we always like to do with you, Mike, is ask you if there's a myth that has been promulgated either on social media or on television or in movies. And so do you have a cop myth for us this week?
Yeah, this is one that everybody's seen on TV more than once, I'm sure. It's if you get arrested, that you have only one phone call once you're in jail, and you better make it a good one. And if they're not home, that's it. That's all you get.
Right. Because if, like, you know, if you in the old days, you'd have the payphone, and here's your dime. Your one chance to find somebody, and otherwise you're going to be here in jail for 20 years on pretrial or something. So that's not accurate, though, right?
No, you can make the phone calls that you need to make, but be reminded that it's not a right to make phone calls. It's a privilege.
Are people, I know they're not limited to just the one, are they entitled to make any phone calls? Like, what is the actual law on that?
Well, as far as law goes, I can't say law. I'm just, it's a privilege. I mean, they're going to let you do that. They're going to give you the opportunity. They're not going to deny you the opportunity to make a phone call unless you're just extremely violent and it's just not going to work. But, you know, and as soon as you calm down, then they're going to give you the opportunity again.
Yeah, I always, my imagination on this was always, so if I get thrown in jail and I call and my wife doesn't pick up, then what? No. You know, I used my one. All right. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thanks for what you do and keeping us safe and watching the roads and just, you know, all of it. We appreciate the work, sir.
Thank you.